Hello, everyone. Welcome to Add in Chapters. It's Monday. Yay! And I'm cheering everyone on because it's a start to your week. Get excited, get pumped. You could do this. You got this under control. Remember, be kind to yourself. Be good to others. Be kind to yourself, okay? Give yourself grace. And remember, you can start over as many times as you want. Do not stress it. Be kind to yourself. So I wanted to talk about releasing individuals from their position. So releasing individual from their position, right? And that could mean many different things. But recently, I like to share you all my little personal juice. I'm kidding. But recently, I was faced with having to face an emotion, right? I'm a big advocator for making sure you be true to yourself and live in your moment. There's no need for us to cover up hurt, pain, or disappointment. Because it's a part of who we are. If you have to go through it, walk in it with your truth. It will be fine. You will actually exit on the other side. So you'll be fine. Trust me. But so a lot of time things happen. And so you don't really want to acknowledge it because for any of the above reasons I just listed, right? And it kind of keep popping up because those emotions, when you haven't dealt with them, they don't go anywhere. They're just underneath the surface, covered with some flowers. And so when something happens, if the wind comes and blow your flowers off your pot, then here comes the ugly. And then if they die, here comes the ugly. So that's why it's really important to be able to walk through your emotions and walk through your happy times, good times, indifferent times, sad times, disappointment time. Walk through it. You'll get to the other side and you'll be stronger. But I realize, like, even though I'm saying that, I realized the other day with a situation that I was faced that I hadn't, like, really, I wouldn't say I didn't live the emotion because I felt it. And it was hurtful, but I feel like I didn't release that person from their individual role in my life. So let me kind of explain that because maybe I'm not making sense. Maybe I'm going to make sense to someone that had a similarity, whatever. You know how I am. I just get on here and I stay true. So what I mean by releasing that individual, it's kind of like someone plays a role in your life, right? Whatever role they play. They could be sister, brother, auntie, uncle, dad, spouse, partner, whatever. And so they have walked away from their position. So the role that they played, they no longer want to play it with you. You know, that sounds weird, but you know what I mean. You get the gist. They don't want to sit in that role with you anymore. They don't want to participate in that relationship anymore. And so they step away from it. And yes, those actions produce, disappointment, anger, hurt. And you may have felt you dealt with it because, you felt it. You went through the process. But then for some reason, you didn't relinquish them from those roles. So they're still, yes, they stepped away from you. And yes, you're not necessarily having the interaction that you would normally have with them. But you've not released them from the role. So when you see them or you run into them or whatever, wind blows, you're in the same area, same place, same, whatever. Those feelings come back up because you didn't deal with it correctly. So you may have said, oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. Oh, yes, I'm fine. I'm not hurt. But you are hurt. And why is it that we should not, why is it that we are not normalizing the fact that when someone hurt us, we should be able to say, you hurt me. And even if you can't say to them, you still should be able to acknowledge it. Nothing comes from pretending something doesn't exist or pretending that it didn't happen. Nothing good could come from it. And if you're listening to this and you're like, well, girl, I did it and I'm good. Are you though? Are you? Because I know I definitely recognize that, you know, even though that relationship had ended and, you know, everyone, all parties involved had stepped away from their role that they had once played, it's as if I didn't release them from that role in my brain. I didn't release that person from the role in my head. So then the pain comes up, you know, and the disappointment comes back. And you're like, but didn't I deal with it? No, you didn't. I didn't. And it's got to be okay when someone says they don't want to be in the role that you have placed them or that they have decided to play before they stepped away from it. It's got to be okay. Because it's, you know, like you go into the grocery store. Sometimes you want flour, sometimes you want rice. We're accepting of whatever you choose to buy that time, right? So it's okay. Yes, it hurts because, you know, it's a little bit the human mind and relationship and connection and just being connected with someone is a little bit more than buying grocery. But we still need to normalize letting people walk out when they want to exit. I don't see any good coming from someone getting up from your table and saying, I don't want to eat with you anymore. I don't want to be around you anymore. And you decide, and they walk out. And then you decide to go back and drag them to your table. And they sit. They're just going to be there because one, they're hungry. One, it might be convenient for them. It might just be something that you have that they need. So if someone gets up, girlfriend, guy friend, push that chair in, honey. That's okay. You could sit in front of it and not have someone sit across from you and be just fine. We have got to normalize letting people go. They want to go, let them go. There's nothing good from tying someone down because you are now placing yourself on 24-hour watch of that person because your first instinct when anything happened, it's not going to be of trust. It's not going to be of, oh, I know that person wouldn't do that. It's going to be of question. It's going to be of insecurity. It's going to be like, I'm unsure. Like, isn't that too much? Is it just me or is it too much energy for everybody else? I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I feel like it's too much energy. So I'm saying this, but I got in my car and I was driving home and I was like, man, I just start like replaying. Why was I feeling the way I was feeling? And then it dawned on me. I hadn't released that person from the role they walked away from. Was I like begging them to come back into the role? No, absolutely not. But in my mind, I hadn't just released them from it. We need to release people when they walk away, when they no longer want it, when they no longer want to be with you, or when they no longer want to sit with you or, you know, break bread with you. It's okay. It doesn't make them a bad person and it doesn't make you a bad person for allowing that space to be filled by something else that desire you as much as you desire them or or, you know, desire it, I should say, not necessarily always a person, but it's okay. We don't have to chase after, hold down, you know, bring the rope, tie anyone into a place or tie anything down. Normalize letting things go. It's okay. It's absolutely fine. It's a part of growing. It's a part of maturing. It's a part of really enjoying who you are, because sometimes things leave, right? And they were overshadowing probably a part of who you were, or they were holding you back from growing, from your growth, from, you know, true potential. And so it allows you to reevaluate and, you know, think about, why did this have to go? Or why did this person didn't stay, or that person leave? But don't dwell on it. Don't spend your entire life trying to figure out why someone walk away. I say conversations are meant to have. So you could potentially have that conversation with that person. But I will tell you, be very certain you're open to really hearing what that person say and accepting it. Because so many times you want to have a conversation and you want it to go the way you want it to go. Hello, I'm raising my hand over here, girl. You're preaching to the choir, honey. Because I've been there. I have had conversation, and in my brain, I'm like, this is the way it's going to go. And so I'm sitting there having this conversation, and I'm like, oh, it's not going the way I want it to go. And then, you know, I become more hurt. So you got to be open to, you know, accepting what someone else's answer is, accepting what their action is, accepting what their thought is, because it's not you. When someone does say or do something or move or stand or sit, it is not you. It is absolutely okay for them to be their natural, authentic self. And you get to be that way for yourself. And guess what? It's okay if it doesn't mesh with you. You don't have to tie it in. It's okay. It's completely fine. I like to, when I say anyone's quote, you know, mention them, but like I was watching something the other day on my tablet, and this one person said, it was an interview between a gentleman. Maybe you guys have seen it too, because seriously, guys, it brought up so many raw emotions from me just watching this small clip. But the person said, you know, who gives you the best advice? And the response was, me. I give myself the best advice. And it was like, you do? Like, literally, if I was asking the question, I would have been like, well, you do? No, but seriously, I was thinking in my head, this is, you know, this is why you can't judge people. Because in my head, I'm like, so you give yourself the best advice? Mm. But if you really think about it, don't you really know what you need? You do. You know what you want. You do. We might not always speak up for what we want or what we need, because sometimes you settle. Sometimes you compromise. Sometimes you're just like, listen, I'm just not going to fight that battle. And that's okay. But you do know what you need, because in every step of the way in your journey, in your life, there are things that may occur, and you know exactly what you need. How you choose to react to it, it's not an indication that you don't know what you need. It's just, it's your choice. So I was like, yo, that's right. You can give yourself the best advice, because you know yourself the best. You know exactly what you need. And the reason why I even brought that up is because sometimes we second guess ourselves. Like, we hold back. Like, it's almost like, am I good enough for this? Like, my brain is thinking too wildly. Why? No, you deserve the best. You deserve the best. So write it down. Speak it over your life every day. And allow those that don't present the best to you to go. It's okay. You're not going to die. You're going to be fine. They're great people still. You're great people still. He's great people. She's great people. You are great people. I mean, I could actually bust into a rhyme. I'm joking. I ain't that talented. But seriously, it doesn't mean because you separate that those individuals or, you know, person becomes not a good person. It's just that you guys don't, you don't bring out the best in each other. But why can't we normalize letting that go, though? Why does it have to be justified and evidence and, you know, you have to bring a book against this person and a law against this person to justify just walking away? Like, I'm serious. Like, why you can't just be like, hey, it didn't work out? Why do anyone have to create a manual to give to the next person that might be in that person's life? Because why? What is the purpose of that? And what would you have gained for doing that? Like, what do you gain to go to somebody else and talk about someone? I took that pause because I'm like, did you become rich? Did it fulfill you? Probably not. Let's just get to the point where we release people that want out of contracts. You know, I used to be like, when I was younger, I used to be like, everything's a contract. Relationship, everything should be. Like, first of all, side note, y'all know how I get on here. But I'm sure there's some wives listening that be like, hold up, it should have been a contract. But seriously, everything, I used to say that everything is a contract. And I used to always get told, no, everything is not a contract. But I mean, honestly, if you really evaluate everything, you could find a contract in there. You could find, you know, the acts, the agreement, the acceptance. Come on. But anyways, we need to just normalize letting people walk when they want to walk. It's okay. You'll be fine. And releasing them out of those roles as well give you the ability to really, you know, not only accept, you know, feel the emotions that comes along with maybe the disappointment and everything that goes with it, but you're releasing them. So you're releasing yourself too. So you don't have to be, when you are around or in present, have this heavy emotion that drains you, because now you're in a, you have flashbacks or you're in a space that brought up all these disappointment. No, release it, let it go, so you could be free, so you could be my, you know, like butterflies and bird, and go be great and go be awesome, and not weighted down with, you know, stuff that is not going to be beneficial to you in the long run, that nothing that is going to allow you to grow is just going to cause you, you know, headaches, and you don't want that. So let's think about that. You know, it might not be how you view things, but I felt like I needed to release people, or I need to release people when they decide to terminate their contract with me. Release them. Because, you know, it's not like they're going to show up back in the role. They terminated the contract. So I'm holding you now in this position of whatever role you had originally played. Why? Why am I keeping that space for you? No, it needs to be let go so God could fill it with what he needs. Even if it's a plant, a pot, I don't know what he's going to fill it with. But, you know, I need to leave space with it. You know, I need to leave that space open and be okay with it. So that was something that happened. And I'm like, how many people are walking around holding space for people, an individual that have terminated their contract from us? Probably a lot of people, because you love hard, right? And it's okay to love hard. I love hard, and I'm loyal, you know. But it's okay. It's okay if someone sees me as not loyal. It's okay if someone says, "Oh, you can't love." It's okay. I don't have anything to prove to anyone because I know who I am. I stand in my truth and I bask in my glory because I know who I am. So I no longer hold any space for someone to come in and try to dictate to tell me who I am or try to inform me of who I am. I know who I am. And so I'm fine with someone telling me you're selfish. I'm fine with someone telling me. I mean, before, I ain't gonna lie, that was fighting words, you know. Listen, don't get it twisted, okay? Your girl, don't get it twisted. I'm joking. Let me stop. My pastors are gonna listen to this and be like, what? Listen. But no, but seriously, they know I'm crazy. But yeah, you know, I'm fine with what people are going to say about me because I can't control what someone says, and you cannot control others on, you know, what they're wanting to say about you. But do you really want, you know how much energy that would take for you to go around correcting people or saying, oh, no, no, no. Like, just the thought alone exhausts me just now. I'm like, I have too much things to do. I don't really have time to hold that space for anything. So yeah, so let it go, take a deep breath and release those people, release all the individuals that are holding space, that you're holding their space because they terminated their contract, honey. I'm sorry. I know I'm making you think about it, like who terminated the contract with me. I know you're thinking about it. But yes, if they've terminated the contract and it's definitely terminated, you don't have to hold space. Because you know what I was thinking too? I was like, if someone terminated their contract and I release that space and I'm like, God's going to fill it with what he needs there. I think if he meant for them to come back, or you know, maybe you need to work on yourself and that individual needs to work on their self and then you need to come back together. It's going to happen. It happens a lot too. But I just feel like you need to, you know, do some housekeeping when those things happen so that you could be of clear mind and you could just be in your truth and, you know, really enjoy letting it go and taking a deep breath and just fulfilling all your negatives with positives. You know, you definitely can do it. And it's definitely more energy to hold anger or have a grudge or speak negative about someone. It's okay to speak about your hurt because that's another thing. Do not let anyone tell you if you're hurt by something or disappointed that you can't speak on it. Why? You can. You're human. We all feel. We have those emotions in us and they were given to us for a reason. We could feel them. Do not let anyone say, oh, you should not or you should. No, 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 no. You should and you can and you will and you'll be okay. That's what you say to them. So yeah, so after all is said and done and you decide how you want to handle the situation, just evaluate if you're holding space for someone that does no longer wants that space, that have terminated it, okay? Because let me tell you, honey, you are amazing. You are smart. You're intelligent. You're wonderful. Your purpose is, you're walking in your purpose. You're walking in your truth, and every day is a day for you to build new memories. Every day is a day for you to start over, because you know some people believe you could only start over once or twice. Let me tell you, you could be 80 and still pressing that start over button. There are no limitation on how many times you start over. Just do it. If you have to do it, do it. You owe it to no one to say, oh, you know, I only start over once. I only start over twice. Don't nobody care. You start over as much as it takes for you to get to your victory. And just know that. Just know that. I am cheering you along the way because you are amazing, you're victorious, and you are a winner. So don't let anyone ever tell you otherwise because you got this, okay? And you take as much time as you need, honey. You got to go 2 steps in front of that start line and 3 steps back. It's okay. The next time you may go 5 steps in front of it. Allow yourself grace and allow yourself patience. And we are patient with others. We need to be just as patient with ourselves. It's the same thing as loving on others. You love on others, you need to love on yourself because you deserve it. And you are amazing and you're wonderful. And thank you for listening to my crazy madness. But I just wanted to come on because that word has been in my head for 2 days. And you know, can nothing stay that long without paying some kind of rent? So I was like, maybe it's because I haven't let it out. Maybe I haven't talked about it. And, you know, it's just been weighing on me because I know there are moms, there are friends, there are, you know, wives, sisters, aunties, cousins that sometimes are going through similar things and they feel so alone and they feel like no one really understands what they're going through. But we all go through sometimes similar situation. So be sure that you are out here fixing others' crown and not stepping on them, okay? Uplifting and not pulling down. We can't be that. We have got to go towards a future of supporting each other. And I know I use a lot of women and I'm always, but you know, men is the same thing. I'm cheering that man on. I'm cheering that man that took on that role that wasn't his, but he stood in those shoes. You're incredible as well. But yes, I am an advocate for my sisters, you know, but you guys are all amazing. Thank you again for tuning in. Until next time, love, honor, and respect. Talk to you soon.